Welcome to the Real Man Talk Show. We are here for the real men of Christ, the guys that try their best to live a righteous life, and to let you guys know that you are not the only one that goes through the things that you go through. We're coming to you from Orlando, Florida. I'm chilling here with my man, Frank Ski. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How's your week been?
Good.
Good stuff. So this week, I've got a special guest, a local celebrity. My man who's on with me with the in the Sports View with the crew on local radio WOKB. My man, Brother Jarrell. What's up, G?
How you doing? How y'all good, doing man. Today?
Good, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, man. I just thank God for waking me up this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Jarrell definitely got that radio voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You run the Sunday afternoon praise party every week, right?
Yes. I'm a host of a Sunday afternoon praise party. Like Chris said, I also host a Sports View with the crew on Inspiration 1680 WOKB, the heart and soul of the community. You can check us out on the web at WOKBradio.com. You can download the WOKB.
Say it right. Say it right. Say the download right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will. Like I say, you can check us out on the web at WOKBradio.com, or you can download
there you go
WOKB app to your mobile phone, and you can take us anywhere. That means anywhere that you take your mobile phone, WOKB be right there with you, playing the best in gospel music, sport talk, ministry, and everything. So
that's a professional, Frank. You heard all of that?
Yes, I heard it.
That was a commercial right there.
He's got boom. Skills.
He got the skills for sure. Oh, that was good. We hacks. We are just hacks. You know, a couple of bikes. But my man got skills. Years and years of skills.
We had the Real Men Talk Show. He's the real men talk show.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, Brother Jarrell blessed us with his presence this morning. He's a very busy man. And we were talking. He yelled at me because I was talking about the Real Man Talk Show on Sports View with the crew. And he's like, oh, yo, what am I? Chopped liver? Why didn't you invite me on? I ain't getting no invite. So here he is. He rearranged his schedule to be with us. And we were chopping it up a little bit. And he talked about one of the things he does is he mentors the youth, young boys. So I thought that was a great topic that we haven't talked about. Right, Frank?
That's right.
Yeah, we haven't touched on that one yet. So Jarrell, give us a little bit of your background. I know that you're local. You're from Melbourne, Florida, but you got your hands deep in the community, and you even did like Cub Scout work at your church at Macedonia, correct?
Yes, sir. Born and raised in Melbourne, Florida. Shout out to Melbourne. You know, Melbourne is one of those towns in Florida that don't get no shout out. So I always shout out my hometown, man. I love growing up there. During the 70s and the 80s, it was really what we talked about, what we always say, it takes a village, because everybody raised me in Melbourne, and that's why, one of the reasons why I became who I am in Christ. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, man, I was in the military, I was in the U.S. Army, shout out to the U.S. Army also, Memorial Day coming up. I was in the Army for 8 years, I was in infantry, and it was all about togetherness in the U.S. Army. The current job that I have is, you know, at the radio station, but I also was a cup master for 13 years.
Wow.
At my local church. That's with the little kids. That's not with the big boys.
Right.
That's with the little kids. So you got to have real, you know, patience of Job to deal with, you know, meeting of those individuals. Also,
I can imagine, man.
Ooh, man, listen. I miss it, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? And also a bunch of fellas, that I partner with. We have a organization called Got Skills, and that's where we teach teenage boys life skills, like, you know, how to cut grass, painting houses. We show them how handyman stuff, how to check oil in vehicles, how to also like change tires, different things like that.
That's awesome, man. That is really awesome.
It's a blessing. And we have, it's totally free for the kids. It doesn't cost anything to the parents. Just get them out there. We have subject matter experts teaching them.
Wow.
You know, so those guys volunteer their time and everything and just teach the boys, you know, those specific skills. So you know, and that can carry on to college, to life, and just different things.
That's fantastic. That is really, really fantastic. Because how else are they going to learn that except learn it on the fly, you know?
Right.
But if you have someone teach you, these are basic life skills, especially for a man these days, to learn how to do that what stuff that everybody seems, you know, basic. Like, I remember growing up in high school, we had a class in our senior year teach you how to write checks at a bank, right. You know? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you don't know.
You don't know
what to write where, whatever, you know? So that's really awesome. I'd like to talk to you about, you know, since you're on the air in the community and everybody knows you as a radio personality, have you been approached, to help people with their sons and mentor them and teach things, like especially being a gospel station DJ?
Oh, absolutely. 'Cause one of the things, like you talked about school, and you know, Frank, you're old enough to know that they don't have shop classes anymore.
That's right.
And
right.
You know, they took all that the basic skills stuff out of the schools and everything. Mm-hmm. Things of nature. But I know I've been, like, we're done parades, like Christmas parades,
mm-hmm.
and Martin Luther King parades and
yes.
stuff. And you know, I'll be on the mic because we have a van, you know, and I'll be on the mic. Mm-hmm. Being Glenn and clowning very much so. They were like, oh, Brother Jarrell, I need a card. Because mm-hmm. my son, I need you, you know, got skills. I need your son. I would love for you to mentor your son on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, here's my card. I don't mm-hmm. know, you know, and a lot of things is you don't know the parent, you don't know the kid and
right.
everything, but automatically I say yes.
Mm.
You know, and because I know God, you know, put that in me, and
right.
you know, the one of the challenges before you meet the kids, when it comes to mentoring kids, especially nowadays, you have to meet with the parents first.
For sure.
And ask parents, what are you looking for?
For sure. Me? For sure. And so is that your?
Go
is
ahead.
That your? You feel that's your calling from God? That's a big calling for you, is to mentor the youth.
Yes, because I can't get away from them.
Mm.
I try. Trust me, I try.
Mm-hmm. Can't outrun them.
Huh?
Can't outrun them.
Yeah.
That's right. They run faster than you.
They a lot faster. So, but it really starts with the parents, with it, because at some point they have to realize that it's something that they did as a parent or did not do. And that's mm-hmm. that's a hard thing. And what I noticed the most, Frank, is always kind of like the middle kid. I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
is the one that gets like neglected.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. It's the mm-hmm. middle kid. It's always, you know, that's just the way it is. And you know, just being approached, you really have to talk with the parents and see. And then their goal could be something like outlandish. It's like, nah. That's not viable for
mm-hmm.
you know, your kid. And then, you know, how society is today, how the culture is today, it's just it's a difference from when we grew up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That is the truth. And it's funny, so I looked up mentoring in the Bible, or I Googled it, and Bible on mentoring, and the greatest example of a mentor is Jesus. Because he mentored the disciples.
Yes.
Which is amazing. You don't even think about it like that. He's teacher, but he's also mentor. They say the definition of a mentor is a great and wise counselor.
Right.
Which is Jesus. Do you have any examples of some of your success stories from kids that you've mentored?
Man. It's so many.
Really? That's good to hear.
It is so many. It's just like, and it's not going to be earth shattering to probably a lot of people
mm-hmm.
that's going to watch this. But I remember going into a shoe store because they I'm not going to say the name because they're not sponsoring us. So
right.
I'm not gonna say the name. So
okay, that's cool.
I went in the shoe store to get some shoes,
mm-hmm.
and one of the kids. See me now. He had stopped. He was in college at this time. He's at college this time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, So I went to the cash register to pay. He said, Mr. Robinson, you owe us nothing. I was like, okay, wow. Am I still in it? I don't want to get nobody in trouble. I remember the kid and everything. And he's like, mm-hmm. no. He said, it's on me. I don't, you know, this, that, and other. I said, well, what's going on? He said, I remember you teaching me, one, how to open the door for a woman and also wow. changing the tire. And he said, look over there. There's my wife.
Wow.
Wow.
He's like, that what started the whole thing.
Wow.
Like, oh, okay, but don't make sure if it don't go right, don't, you know.
That's right. Don't come at me if it yeah, goes wrong. Yeah. For absolutely. Sure.
But he said, she said, you know, even she came over and said, yes, you know, he's just a gentleman. Because I make sure that the kids, and I instill this into the parents, like, say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And they have to, you know, do it at home because that is a sign of you respecting people. Just mm-hmm. that simple phrase of yes, sir, no, sir,
right.
yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. That's where the development starts.
Right, right. Frank, what do you think?
Well, first of all, Brother Gerard, thank you for your service to the country. And most importantly, into these kids, because I know it's harder to be with these kids than it is boot camp.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because I know for a fact I mentor some young kids as well as my son and my daughters and through church. And what he's doing right now, you know, Jesus was our example, but he said it was easier to teach the children
right.
because of their faith than right. the adults. So right. I know my brother here, sometimes he has a harder time dealing because he's trying to impart to these kids. But meanwhile, like he said, the problem wasn't the kids. It was a repercussion of the parents doing or not doing what they should have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
not all, but right. I understand with him, it's harder because he's got two battles going on. He's mentoring these kids, but yet he's got to deal with sending them back home or trying to mentor a parent as well,
yeah,
you know, as work with me here.
That's true.
And so what he's doing is so commendable. And, you know, just the impact that he's having, I believe is, to me, I believe that God looks at us and really wants us to pour into this young generation.
Yes.
And some people act like, well, that's not my job. It's not my kids. I got my kids. I raised them.
Right.
But
right.
everything we do in church, in work, in life, in the store, doesn't matter where we are, is mentoring to these young little kids.
Right. And,
but what he's doing, I mean, it's just amazing, amazing. And it is a selfless job sometimes.
Yes.
Until you have a story like he just told us where
that's the reward. Yeah. To you,
who's older now, he's a man, and remembers the little things that we might not have been, you know, in tune with at the time,
mm-hmm.
is just brought up. And that's God just telling Brother Gerard, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. It's not going unnoticed because your treasure is being built in heaven. And one day you're going to see the many lives on the other side that right. you impacted.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, this is a very impactful thing that you're doing, Terrell. So tell me some struggles that you've had, because I know we live with this, this YOLO generation. You only live once they get, you know, into the teen years and stuff. And they have access to everything and a lot more loose and rebellious against rules, man. So what are some of the struggles that you've run into?
Well, some of the struggles is participation. Sometimes, you know, we may have an attendance of, you know, maybe one or two kids that come, but we teach like it's 100 people in the room
mm-hmm.
still. You know what I'm saying? And the one of the struggles is modern technology, because some of the things that we're teaching them, majority of the things that we're teaching them is hands-on. And, mm-hmm. You know, they just don't use their hands anymore. You know, they use their fingers.
That's incredible. You know,
That's
incredible.
So using of the hands is like nothing. Yes. Just like I said, just one of the struggles is participation. And so once
I gotta get my hands dirty to change the oil right. in the car. I ain't trying to get right. my hands dirty.
What right. My mom just called AAA, or we go to, you
That's
know,
it.
The lube place right
That's
quick.
That's it. Go to Jimmy Lube.
Not,
yep.
They're not seeing that. But, you know, we had, you know, financial advisors come out and teach them, like you said, Chris, about the checks and everything. And they look like, man, I'm 13. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Financial, you know, stocks and all the things like that. But you have to know, like one of the financial advisors came out right quick. I'm sorry. He came out, he said, you know, y'all want to know about investment and how the best thing to invest, go look in your closet. Whatever you got the most of in your closet, if it's that's foos, again, don't like to give shout outs to people that's
right.
not sponsored.
Right.
But if it's the one with the golden arches, stuff like that. So it's really the really only struggle. But once we get them, they're into it. They're very, very into it. And you have to be into it. You have to be, you know, it has to be from God, because one of the things, most important thing, is consistency.
Yes.
And let your yay be yay and your nay be nay.
Right.
That is the key thing with being a mentor, is whatever you say to these young men, that's what you mean.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then also, one of my struggles is because I have so many kids from 7 years old till 30.
Wow.
That I still mentor, it's being there for all the events. Because one of the most important things is, yes, it's one thing for you to come to Got Skills and I'm invested in you at this event. But if I go to your play at high school and they see you in the crowd, they see like, okay, this guy or this woman, you know, cares for me outside of what I can do for his organization.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm going to, you know, just different events that they have outside, and they see you there on a consistent, it's mind-blowing. And to be fair, I don't like going to junior high school band.
Oh, yes. I've heard that.
Elementary guys.
I've heard that. Ooh.
Ooh.
That's, you got to love them to be there for sure.
Yes. That is a struggle. You talk about some stumbling blocks and struggles. It's to sit through an elementary band recital.
Yeah.
At least it's a quick. They only know two songs.
Especially the one that gets on that big horn.
Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But that's a struggle. You talk about a struggle, that's a struggle.
Oh,
but,
man.
But, you know, you just sit there and you pour out love. And those things right there usually don't cost you anything. Or, you know, just they just want your time. And to understand. And, you know, of course, they say they don't, you know, they know I'm not perfect, and they like to see that. And that's what a lot of mentors fail at, by trying to say they can do something that they can't. If they can see your flaws, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because God loved us in spite of all the flaws we got.
Telling you.
He's still our Lord and Savior, and he still loves us, and he still is there for us regardless of our, you know, flaws.
Amen. Amen. Well, gee, I just really thank you for joining us. Now, how can people reach out to you as far as, you know, your mentorship program, or just reach out to you in general? Like, where can they go?
You can go to, for the mentorship, you can go to gotskillsorlando.com. That's gotskillsorlando.com. We have a website. You can go. Right now, we're not doing any mentoring because of the pandemic, you know, no social gatherings and this, that, and the other. So we'll probably be picking up later in the year with that. But you can also check us out, check me out on the web at WOKPradio.com. You can download WOKP app to your mobile phone. You can check me out on WOKPradio.com for the Sunday afternoon praise party.
Yes.
From 2 to 7 p.m., I'll give you, you know, ministry, music, sports talk, you know, the daily breads, things that, all kind of stuff. A little bit clowny, I think I'm a comedian, but my mama say I ain't that funny, but you know.
She say you think you funny.
But I still, yeah. She love her baby.
So, yes. Yeah,
she ain't got no choice but to listen. Amen. Yeah, I also attend Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Eagleville, Florida, man, and you can come out. We also have our, you know, Facebook Live church, mm-hmm. and also on Sundays at 9 o'clock.
Awesome.
And, man, it's just ridiculous. Oh, also, we're on Sports View with the crew Monday and Wednesday.
Get it right.
11.
Wednesday?
Yeah. Right, you if you listen, bro, you get a chance to listen, man. We have a real good time.
We do.
Talking about sports and, you know, integrating the Lord and fellowship in the whole thing. And
yes.
It's a joy.
Speaking of sports, what's your problem with Jordan again? You just tired of all this Jordan talk, right?
Yeah. Not a Jordan fan.
What?
Not
why?
Not a Jordan fan. Because, well, first off, you see the shirt. You see the shirt?
Yes, I see
Magic,
the shirt.
Magic, that's even, I don't yes. know if you can see the white.
Oh, that's the white. Okay. Okay. That's the white. Oh, wow. That's he got a white plaque yeah. on his wall.
Who's a Laker now? Who's a Laker now?
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, he is a Laker. You're yeah. welcome. But my problem with Jordan, I grew up, again, here in Florida, and we didn't have a basketball team. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a basketball team. So I was an Atlanta Hawks fan.
Right.
Which is Dominique Wilkins.
Yes.
Yes.
So the dunk contest yes. in Chicago when mm-hmm. Dominique Wilkins got robbed.
Yes. Sounds familiar.
That's true.
Is where the hate come from.
Okay. There it is.
Yeah, Jordan walked around there like, you know, oh, I definitely won this dunk contest. Like, no, dude. My dude got robbed.
Yes.
So ever since then, haven't ever owned a pair of Jordans. Don't like Michael Jordan. Do I respect him? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like him? Absolutely not.
Are you know, watching The Last Dance?
I went through it in reality. I don't need to watch that.
So that's a no. Okay.
No. Why would I watch that over again when I hate it?
You are awesome, man. You are so awesome. Frank, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to shoot two verses
sure.
by you, pardon this. And it's 2 Timothy 2:2, where it says, "The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also."
Awesome.
And that's what Brother Gerard's doing right now. He's pouring mm-hmm. people that are our future generation. I mean, this is the government of the next, this is the class teachers of the next. These are people of the next generation that are coming up, and what he's doing is very, very commendable.
Amen.
But I finished with this one other scripture, John 14:26, which says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all that I said to you." So it's very important for mentors to be praying for those kids that the Holy Spirit go with them, because you are limited to that space and time that you have with them, which is commendable from the Lord. But mm-hmm. we need to keep them in prayer that the Holy Spirit go with them and bring to remembrance the things that Brother Gerard and others have poured into them.
Yes.
So in the time of that decision, like that young man that he met in the sneaker store, will have a remembrance. Man, just those little things he taught me impacted me, and the Holy Spirit will remind him over and over again through life. And just like Brother Gerard said, he's going to go through stuff. He's going to mm-hmm. get things wrong. But the Holy Spirit will be there to convict us, to tell us that if he gives us to go on, and his relationship with his wife will flourish.
Amen.
So, you know, that is so awesome. But let's not forget the ultimate helper that's helping Brother Gerard with
yes.
these young men to go forth with them in the future.
Amen.
And one thing, let me say this right quick. And mm-hmm. the reason why, like, God's skills, we don't ask for any money. We don't ask the government for money. Mm-hmm. We don't try to go for grants and stuff like that, because when you do those things, they want to interject
mm-hmm.
their that's right.
beliefs
that's
and everything. Right. And we are a faith-based that's organization. Right. We pray right. in, we pray out. You know, we're men of God, all that. And the thing about it is you're not going to dictate whoever you may be.
Mm-hmm.
How we, you know, well, we really don't want you to pray with these guys. We don't want to really show, because a lot of venues that we have, we, you know, the churches allow us to use their venue because they want us to mentor their boys too. So the thing is, you know, we just love that because we love Christ as mentors, and yes, we couldn't mentor these guys if Christ didn't instill this in us.
There you go.
He was the leading example of that. You know, he even washed the disciples' feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to make sure that we instill the love of God in these young men because of the fact that, because we're standing up here, it's because of Christ. Nothing that we did, because we was horrible. You know what I'm saying? We was horrible people.
Yes.
But he came in and he showed us, he gave us, you know, we dedicated our life to Christ, and he just pushed us through, you know, to this point. So we definitely push the love of Christ. And, you know, the whole book of Timothy just tells you how to
become a counselor,
a deacon, and everything like that. So
very important, what he said, too, is that he's transparent.
Right.
That's one thing, because I've met mentors that are one way with the kids, but totally something other way in, right, in their lives. And you don't spill everything to the children that you're mentoring, but you let them see that you're real. Like what you said, he's transparent. They know that he makes mistakes, but you know what? He gets up. He knows to seek his father in that time and you know, just help me get back on my feet. When they see that, it gives them hope, because then they don't realize they don't have to live a perfect life.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to strive for excellence.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Amen.
None of us are perfect, and I like what he said. He's transparent. They know he falls sometimes, but you know what? He gets back up. He pours into them, and that's very important.
The amazing thing is, when I was growing up, my father really couldn't even say, you know, if you do this right, if you get straight A's, you got the possibility of being president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And look at us today. It's possible. Yeah. Always wanted to see if we could
impart. Anybody can be president according to date anyway. No,
anybody now. Yeah, for sure. For sure, man. yeah, that's the truth.
Leave that alone.
That is the truth. Yeah, we won't touch that. We won't touch that. But Brother Jarrell, thank you so much for spending your time with us, man. We really appreciate you rearranging your schedule to be on with